All
Should
right.
work.
And I'm recording. So we're both recording.
All right, cool. Here, hold on a second. All right. So, hi, this is Masaki from Akaida.com and the Pyramid Power Patreon. We got Craig from Radiant Creators, and he had some interesting things to talk about, possibly about this guy right here.
Exactly. Yeah. That little guy. Well, I've got mine. Let's see, I can show it to you here on the camera. Can I reach it? Yep. Mine radiating away too. You know, and that's one thing about
these. Craig got the upgraded crystal. That's a little bit bigger than I usually send out. So.
Yeah, and it looks incredibly cool. So one thing about these is with the illumination, it looks amazing, and with the pulse, it looks very cool.
Well, you know that was one of the things that pushed me over the edge to offer it on the shop, because. Okay, so these kind of boards, these have been around for a while. They're sold, I think, typically. So this is just a China, you know, chipboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it has a singular frequency. It's a Schumann resonance, which is a typical one. Earth vibration, grounding vibration, 7.83 hertz, right? So it's between 7 and 8 vibrations a second, which is considered very calming, right? Originally, I think audiophiles were using these because it actually it does something to the sound. Like it cuts down on the static or the chaotic, you know, signals. I'm just telling you what they say. But I've actually heard this from – I have a buddy that's a sound engineer.
Uh-huh.
And once he put some of my pyramids like basically right next to the mixing board, he was telling me it really does – it's subtle, but people that work with sound all the time, he said it makes a difference. But in any case, so these are originally for audiophiles. But, you know, you look at this. This is an antenna. It's a scalar coil. Same thing that's in the Spooky 2 quantum remote or the Berkana Labs three-dial board. Same thing. And like I was saying, things I like about this board. 2D pyramid, right? Classic design. Basically, if you went boop, 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 this would be a pyramid. This is just a flattened 2D version. It's a very powerful shape. The size is good. You were talking about the lights. Cool.
Yes.
This is the first one I've seen with a light. And when you're doing like radionics work, just like my pyramids have a light in it, I do feel, now it'll work with just the coil producing the frequency, the scalar field.
It's got three settings, right?
And like
off,
I was
flashing and on,
and I was trying it out the other day, and it's definitely when the light's on, when it's bright, I could definitely feel like, oh yeah, it's strong. I don't know if you could feel it. I don't think it's subtle. I could feel it when it's on.
Oh, definitely. And, yeah.
The light was so. Sometimes they'll have like a light on the side, but this is the first one that I've seen has a light in the center. And then this chip here, which regulates the frequency, a lot of the other boards have a turn screw to set the frequency, which means that it's probably never dead on, right? Or you could have drift. You'd have to have basically an oscilloscope to make sure you're on the frequency, like the Schumann resonance. This has no turn screw. It's just a singular chip. So then we know there's no drift. It's going to be the set frequency. And yeah, that's the main. Oh, and then also, right, I realized later on, it has these two holes right here on the board. And if you have, like, say, some alligator clips, you can clip the ground and the hot side, and then you can run a frequency generator and basically just use this as an antenna. As long as you stay, you know, five volts or below, because this board is rated for 5 volts. So if you went above that, it may burn the chip out. But if you stay 5 volts, you're fine. You could run like 432 instead of the preset singular frequency.
Yeah.
And 5 volts and the zero offset. That's my quick rundown of the board. But Craig, he wanted to talk because you had some interesting observations. So what did you find?
Oh, so I I got one, obviously. Everybody has, you know, seen it at this point. Little guy's flashing there. And something I noticed right away was I just got it and I thought, okay, I want to plug this thing in. And I plugged it in and I was out in the office and I had it on a top of a computer and I wasn't paying attention to it. Sometimes you get something, you take it out of the box, you go, I'm going to plug it in, and you plug it in. But then, you know, 15 minutes later, I went, wow, man, this thing is emanating a peaceful vibe. I mean, it was noticeable. I went, wow, this thing is really, a lot of things, it might be very simple. You might, a person might think, well, that's low tech, but it's an example of, I guess you'd say, like the power of low tech, because it was very, very noticeable. And if you take it upstairs to the bedroom, then you'll sleep better. I have, at least. I mean, it really emanates an amazing, the Schumann resonance. And one thing I think about the Schumann resonance is if somebody follows it and watches the Schumann resonance, it's very spiky these days. It does crazy things. That might be part of it. This thing is just emanating our frequency that, and we're having this sort of, you know, constant steady version of our frequency, that maybe that's part of what is so nice about this particular unit and the Schumann resonance. And then when I was, here's one for you. So for years and years, like, gosh, for 25 years now, I've worked with big servers, big storage. So pretty much modular compute systems and then, you know, large storage and stuff like that. And so I'm really used to being in server rooms and you get used to your gear, like your big compute clusters and such like that, your big, you know, disk storage clusters, unless they're solid state and you can't hear them. But even then, they make a sound and you get to know it. So, you know, I can walk by one compute cluster and I can tell if they're running, is it virtualization? Is it Hyper-V versus VMware? Are they running databases? Is it this? I mean, literally, you can actually get to know your stuff and you can hear what it's doing. It ha- and you can tell the load. So I have some crypto miners out in the garage and one of them is a big stack of screaming an NVIDIA 1070 Ti's. And this thing makes a lot of noise. And I just, I didn't do this on purpose or for any reason. I was just moving some things around and I moved it from my silent computer that doesn't make any noise over to the crypto miner and it noted, it changed pitch. It actually made, like you're talking about your sound engineers using these audio files. It quieted down. It ran a little bit smoother, less fans. It maybe the slightest little bit of improved performance. And it was shocking because not everyone has an ear for that. Maybe I just, I'm just going to have a trained ear, but if I didn't know what my miners were mining, I could tell you by the sound, by what they're doing. I mean, you just get an ear for these things. And so here's this thing, which is making a good deal of ruckus. Fans are blowing. It's warm. You move the pyramid over to it. And then it just, and it was noticeable.
You're talking about the board, right? Because you said pyramid.
The board. Yeah. I should say board. Yeah. The board. I moved the board over. And I was shocked by that. And that's something I wanted to mention. I went, wow. So like you're saying with audio files, this thing, it quieted down a rather loud, rattling server. I mean, a noticeable amount. I could just, I moved it and I thought that is pretty extraordinary, you know?
Well, you know, there's a lot of anecdotal stories around various energy tools that all have this common theme of the harmonization. So basically, you know, a lot of electronic devices have a chaotic element to it. But when you use something like, you know, this is a powered way, this is basically a scalar antenna, right? And it has a singular frequency. So it'll pump out basically a high scalar potential, you know, the scalar field, and it will naturally kind of like smooth out those spikes, that chaotic energy. But for example, there's also tensor rings, right? And then I don't think I have a pyramid here, but I have a Hello Kitty.
Yes.
One of Hello Kitty Tower Buster, right? So some people have used the so-called Organite. Some people use tensor rings. And similar idea, right? Trying to create more coherence. Cars, combustion, right? We know that the car engine runs based on the combustion of petroleum gas, right? But most of that energy is lost in heat, mm-hmm. which is, it's sort of like inefficient, you know? Let me tell you, now I haven't done this myself, but I should do it as an experiment later on. But people have, say, put, you know, some kind of organite near the gas tank, or, you know, they put it somewhere in the car. They say they get better mileage. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's more efficient. You're not losing as much energy as heat. That's the idea. Okay. Also, tensor rings. People have put tensor rings in their car, you know, in an appropriate area. They're trying different things out, and they said they get better mileage. Another thing, tensor ring, say a meter ring. Like, I have meter rings on my shop. They say that there's the electricity bill is lower. I don't know by how much. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's probably not a lot, but they noticed. Why? Because the current running through, going into the house, it's a little more coherent, the electrical.
Yeah, it cleans it. Mm-hmm.
And then, so also for like the audio files, some of them are using boards like this, but they'll put like a, not this big, but maybe a smaller tensor ring around the cabling, right? And then same thing, right? At every point, that's less kind of static, less kind of chaotic signal, which they say sweetens the sound. So this is the thing about energy tools is, you know, there is a quote unquote science logic behind it, but there's a lot of things that people haven't tried out, you know? So
yeah,
you could take some of these tools and then just kind of say, hey, let's see what happens when I do X, Y, Z. So that's the kind of the fun thing about some of these energy tools is, like, you just happen to place the board by the mining rig, right?
Yeah, on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and lo and behold, you notice, like, oh, it's different, right? So that's kind of a cool thing about these tools. It's like, once you have it, you could kind of just try things out, experiment, you know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and so now I'm going to get more of these because I get tired of carrying this one around with me. So just get a couple and put them in all the right places. But now I was really astounded by that because not everybody has a sensitive ear for servers, and I get it. I mean, it's something that I've trained over like 25 years working with, you know, servers. Mm-hmm. But with the NVIDIA GPUs, you know, and this crypto miner, the idea is you're tuning these, you put a lot of effort towards getting these things to just run maxed out, you know, as hot as they can, as maxed mm-hmm. out as they can, because you want to make more money. That's the idea. So you have this thing just screaming, maxed out. And so you hear the rattle, you hear this thing, it's making a lot of ruckus. And I was astounded. So that's one of the things is when you do experiment and then you find something, maybe an unexpected experiment that works, that's when it's really mm-hmm. fun. Because I went here, put it there, instantly it quieted down. And I just thought, man, because it always runs perfectly consistently maxed out. So, and I looked at it and it may have picked up the slightest bit of they call them sols in mining. Mm-hmm. So it picked up maybe, you know, a percent of speed possibly. So a little mm-hmm. bit, but it shocked me because with an ear for it, I went, now that's instant. It wasn't like it took time, just moved it over mm-hmm. and this maxed out server just began to hum so much quieter. The thing was just running better. It's amazing. It's not as hot. It's so I'm astounded. I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Well, you know, also you can apply this to not just technical, but say the human or the organic systems.
Yes.
Where today, so we're in fall 2020 when people are at each other's throats, right? Maybe they could benefit from some energy tools because what's what's kind of anger, hate, and fear, but a kind of an incoherence, right? These people need to be chilled out, maybe run some human resonance to help calm them down, you know?
Yeah. That's something that we had Duncan Laurie on the show recently, and we were talking about the towers they made in Ireland way back in the day, and they would pull in basically the cosmic energy, push it into the ground, and stuff grew better right there. And he talks about really, you want to make your house like that. You want to make your house a radionics device. You want to make your house like this board. Right. You want to make it beautiful. You want to tune it so that within it you have that peace, but also you're radiating that out through your neighborhood. And so, yeah, I mean, if you were going to go to like everybody's having debate parties now. I think with the 29th, there's like the first, you know, presidential debate. I'm like, be sure to bring one of these and like plug it in behind the couch or something. Maybe bring a little battery pack for it and just have it tucked away somewhere, because the peace is noticeable. So for me, always experimenting with things. And when you plug this little guy in, I always say the Schumann resonance that it's radiating, it is really, really a very peaceful vibe. And at first I wondered if it flashing would be annoying, but you get used to it, then you don't even really see it.
Well, you know, also you can just put something in front of it, or you could throw something over it so that you don't see the light. There is like one mode, I think, where the light's like very dim, but it's like flashing and the frequency's on. But if that still bothers you, you could put some kind of cloth or something over it. But yeah, so the two uses, well, you found another use for it with the server rack. Yeah. But the two main uses I see for this is one, well, I'm calling it like a radionics kit, right? So radionics is basically you're using an intention. Or let's see, in the radionics talk, there's an input and output, or a trend and a witness. So you have an influence that you want to send, which could be an intention. And then there's the target, right? So now typically a lot of the boards will have dials and so forth. This is about as stripped down as you can get. All it is an antenna that produces that so-called high etheric energy, right? But it basically, this is a powered version, and say like a quartz crystal, this is unpowered, but you know this has an energy to it. So maybe back in the day, if you didn't have electricity or so forth, the quartz is an amplifier. So if you meditate and you have an intention, whether it's like a remote healing, you want to manifest you know, something to happen, people might use a quartz crystal. This is just a powered way of creating a high energy. So there's like a high energy coming off the board, and then using that energy, it would be basically, because there's no dials, it would be basically just a visualization of what you want to happen. You could combine that with writing an intention or a hyperdimensional symbol people call sigil, putting that on the board. And then, you know, I include a crystal. You could put the crystal on top. And then basically this is like, I don't like the word wishing board, but this basically boosts what you already can naturally do. Right?
Yeah. Also, it's a great way to get into radionics if somebody desires to, because sometimes, you know, a full on board with your dials and your, you know, source and target, as I call it, and people go, oh man, a dials. And then they have to, you know, tune with the pendulum or have a stick pad, and they go, oh my gosh, this is tough to start.
It gets too technical. Well, right? You can't get more stripped out than this. It's just you and the board. There's not even any dials to worry about.
So you fire that up. It like floods the area with this great Schumann resonance, this great peaceful vibe. Maybe your electronics are going to run better. Maybe you're going to run better. And something I found is if you use under the crystal, if you use a little scotch tape on there, then you can just write your sigil. Or if you can write really small, but you know, that way when you put it back on there, you still get the beautiful illumination of the crystal.
And then also, like you were mentioning, I really think that this, the addition of the LED, this light here, it really puts it above another board that wouldn't have the light. because especially when the light's hitting the crystal. Now, is this scientifically proven? No, but I notice what people have done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Example, the crystal skulls. There's people that are into the crystal skulls. A lot of them will have a base with the LED lights that kind of rotate through all the colors. And they say that that really produces an effect that you wouldn't have if there was no light, right? So I really do think that the addition of the light helps.
Yeah. It also reminds you. So if it is your sigil and your intent is in that sigil, and then you have your beautiful little radionics device, radiating that intent, wherever you have those in your house, whenever you go by it, it's flashing, it reminds you. So it's this mm-hmm. constant, reminder of your vibe, reminder of your intent. And, as I've heard some people put it, the nice thing about your, not a wishing board, let's just call it a radionics device, is that you've put your intent into the sigil, or you put your intent into the words, and you kind of removed your ego from it, like your mind from it. Mm-hmm. And now that intent is just constantly radiating. And so as you go about your day, every time you see it, you go, I'm reminded. Do you know what I mean? So that illumination makes a big deal, where if you walk by something that's not flashing at you, you don't think about it. But when it's flashing, you're constantly sparking that intent.
Mm-hmm. And when you start getting into this area, and I highly recommend people check out Craig's interview. It's a 2-part interview with Duncan Laurie, who wrote mm-hmm. the book, The Secret Art. It's yes. all about the history of radionics. But, my family background is a Buddhist priest for like 400 years. The Buddhism's connected to the Vedism, which is, one of the oldest traditions on the planet. But, the Vedism basically means truth, or, they talk about the Arianism. That just means the wise ones, right? But what's interesting is, because I have a very particular view of some of the words and terms that might be different than other people. Mm-hmm. So I personally am not so into the word magic, because mm-hmm. we know what magic means, but basically in the common person's mind, it's magic because they don't understand what's happening, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you understand that how the world really works, it's not magic. You just do it. Right? Mm-hmm. So why would you call it magic if it's natural to you? If
yeah.
you call it magic, that means it's not natural to you, right? And then also, I don't really like the word witch, even though there's people that say, look, well, the word witch was demonized and all this.
Mm-hmm.
But from my looking into the etymology or the roots of the word witch, it just means wise ones, right? Mm. Which is what? That's Vedism, because that the wise ones are like, the people that know the truth. So I think that, because I'm on some of the radionics forums, and, mm-hmm. Most of the people, they're doing good work. They're holistic practitioners, but I do see this. There's an overlap with the occult, right? So some of those people, they like saying like, I'm a magician, and it's a slight difference of viewpoint, but I really think that it's much more powerful if you don't look at it as magic, but you just understand that it's in you.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the true organic human being has the option and the power to actually kind of shift the reality to some extent,
Oh yeah. And with Duncan Laurie's book, The Secret Art, you realize that it's not new, and that mm-hmm. the cupola stones with little indentations, and then how cave art was done, or art was done with the animal and or just the dots, you realize they were tuning their intention. And so mm-hmm. I always look, and if you look at some of the older devices that existed that he references in his book, you realize that people have done this when they were living very close to survival.
Neolithic cavemen were doing radionics.
Yes, they were. And so you think, I don't know what their life was like, because I'm seeing it from this present moment looking back at it. But I do think that there probably wasn't time for too many hobbies. So to me, if it mm-hmm. if it didn't have a point, and if it didn't work, I just don't think they would have done it.
Well, it takes a lot of time and effort to get in a cave, get your materials, whatever, your red ochre, and then like chisel some some holes and draw whatever it is, the stag or the buffalo. It's a lot of work for some cavemen.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is, but that's where the power would be. So they were, you know, using that. And then you look at the boulders, the rocks, they actually put the indentations in. And if you look at those, and then you look at the radionics board, and you look at the dials, which some had numbers, but some just had marks to measure, not. And you go, wow. It's something that you feel. And I know sometimes people can't do so much with feelings, but they look the same. But also, if you feel it, you go, wow, this is the same device.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this whole area of radionics, I really got into from, I was using the Spooky 2 Rife machine, and then there's a separate company called Burkana Labs in England, and I believe their store is burkanalabs.store.
I think so.
And so, you know, I have a working knowledge. I'm not like the expert, but once you start getting into this area, it's like very interesting because there's so many things that you can do. Some is homeopathy. Some is like, I guess on the one end, it could be closer to Rifing where there's known radionic rates of numbers that correspond to various organs or homeopathic substances. But on the other far end, it's totally wide open, where you're basically doing quote unquote magic because you're manifesting abstract trends, or, you know, like there's an common example of like, you have a house, you put it on the market, but then to give it that extra impulse to just sell that house, you know, in the shortest time possible, you could write an intention, house is sold. So it's in the present tense, right? Because if you say it will be sold, you're saying it's not. it's not sold.
Yeah.
So you have to say it as if it's already happened. It's just a fact. Mm-hmm. The house is sold. And then the house will actually move to that state where it's sold.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And part of that magic is, if you think about people stage houses. I mean, that actually is tuning those radionic dials. That's actually tuning the house. So when people walk in, they go, oh, it feels good. It looks good. So really, that a house stager is the same as the, you know, the cave person doing the carving and such like that. Mm-hmm. Because so, yeah, it's funny. We all are still living ancient arts. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's a great connection to life. So it's something that we're working on here quite a lot is, especially after talking to Duncan Laurie, it's just that awareness of, you know, tune your radionics device. Your home is exactly that. Get the energy right there. And then your home is that device and it supports you and you feel good. And well, that's what you do for the world. You could say that's what you do for your neighborhood because that energy radiates out. Same as the towers in Ireland would radiate out and make the grass grow better for the cows, basically.
Right. Well, you know, also, in my opinion, this is all about self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. And it's not to – see, there's the trick, right? You're God, but you're not God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we each have something in us that basically – well, you could look at it in different ways, but let's say holographic reality, right? Well, how am I able to – do intuitive or psychic reading on somebody else? Well, because the truth of the matter is you see yourself as separate, but if you're not separate, you're actually connected. So why shouldn't you be able to read somebody else if they're actually you? They're just sort of like a different reflection of you, right? But also it's like we have some part of us that is so-called divine. So then we can do some divine things, but some people go on the full-blown DMT trip where they come back and they say, oh, I'm God. It's like, a little bit of God.
Yeah. Yeah, you're God, but you're playing by the rules of this reality.
Yeah.
You could say.
And so this is, to me, it's really about self-empowerment, because yes. whether you're using a say Rif machine or some kind of frequency or energy therapy, you're taking self-responsibility, but at the same time, you're starting to understand that you actually have more power than you think you do. You know, I think there's always going to be experts, say like doctors and certified holistic practitioners. And I think maybe the best combination is if you do some of these things, but with the consultation of a so-called expert, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so many people today, and you look at the whole situation around these lockdowns, they have given total power over to the so-called authorities. And then like even Fauci, after what, 6-8 months, something like that. Now he comes out and he let it slip. Well, I'm taking vitamin C and all this. I was like, you never told the public to take vitamins and supplements, you know?
Yeah.
It was only the shot, right? But now he's like, oh, of course, I'm taking vitamin C.
Yeah, so what I like about the board, this little guy, is it's a great way for people to get started, to do something. Because, I mean, a lot of times people have an interest, but they just go, well, where do I start? I want to start, and I want to be able to do something today, and I want to understand it, and I want to see some results. And so, well, certainly can't guarantee results. But what I love about this is, I mean, I have my radionics laboratory and my Rif machines and all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But it takes, even though it's simple, like you know it when you know it, but you're always going to be learning it, but it can take a little while to get started. What I love about this device, like why I wanted to, you know, talk about it some, is just this is something that you can order and you can, it arrives and you can do it. You can just plug it in and you very well may feel a beautiful, peaceful vibe that I believe that it radiates out. I have myself been able to see, hear, feel differences in electronics that it was touching. And if you want to radiate a sigil, radiate an intent with it, well, you can write it there on the bottom and you can set it up and it's still going to fill the room with a beautiful piece. But also it will start to radiate that intent. And so I like it because it's something simple that people can, it's a good gateway radionic device.
Well, you know, also that's another reason why I'm offering this is basically to make it available to people. Mm-hmm. So it's a kit because if you look on eBay, there's a lot of these kind of boards. But you know, I put a kit together, crystal. I have a stand because there's like, it's sort of like a little nub. There's a little LED here. So you couldn't, if you didn't have a stand, it would just kind of like fall over. But I have some stands, three different sizes for crystals to put on here. And the AC adapter. The typical ones, they don't even come with like an AC adapter. So it's basically ready-made out of the box for you to use because quartz is an amplifier. So this will work, but if you put the quartz on here, extra boost. And I don't have to hand make these because, you know, maximum, if I was going crazy and I didn't do anything else, maximum I could make 10 powered pyramids a month, which is like what? It's about, you know, it's around 100 plus pyramids a year.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people on this planet. I think a benefit, like you're saying, try this out first, right? And then my power pyramids, it's out of the price range of a lot of common people. They're not going to spend $500, $700, $800 for a powered pyramid, but a $50 board, you know, kit that's put together, I think anybody can afford that. And you know, at minimum, because you know, if you're gonna start trying to manifest trends and get into the so-called radionics, even that not everybody's able to do, but at minimum you will notice a difference in your sleep, because you know, there's a lot of things. My recommendation right now for people, they asked, well, what should I do for EMF or what should I do for having energy tools? You got them, now what do you do with them? Well, number one, some kind of energy pendant, right? And number two, something on your bedstand, whether it's one of these boards, an orgone organite pyramid, Maybe you have like a tensor ring like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something on the bedstand, because that's going to, you know, give you better sleep. So those are the two things I recommend. But this definitely, so this has like kind of like dual purpose, this board.
Yeah, and you can do it all. You can put it on your bedstand, and you can enjoy the little flashing light, and you can also have a little sigil on there, so that's radiating some intent mm-hmm. that you have an interest in. And yeah, it's great. I mean, I appreciate it, and I think one of the nice things about it is it's a great gift idea. If you know people oh, yeah. that are, I mean, I'm sure anybody listening probably goes, I know somebody who would like that, you know, mm-hmm. or somebody who could use that, you know, or somebody. For many, many reasons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I start thinking about, I mean, I think every dentist waiting room should have one of these. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to talk about stressed out people getting ready to see the dentist. So there's so many reasons, and it makes it in a price range where it can be a gift. Maybe people can buy it as a gift for other people. And also, you know, maybe you've got a few intents that you would like to be mm-hmm. radiating, you know? Well, when your radionics device or your devices that you have are kind of pricey and elaborate, they're beautiful, you can do a lot with it, but you're just kind of using it for one thing at a time. Where when your basic, you know, sigil radiator, this nice mm-hmm. board at $50, well, if you want to have, you know, if you like it and it starts working and you feel good, the next thing you know, maybe you'll have a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes you might want to be radiating a few different things, and this makes that possible.
Well, what I found is a lot of these devices have an overlap. So I actually have devices that can, you know, I have a choice of what to use, but that's the thing, like you're saying, this overlaps with a lot of other yes. tools. So it's a good entry point. And one of the things that we've been talking about, so I, you know, I'll have to decide if I put this out public or not, but if it does go public, you know, on my Patreon, we've been talking a lot about, you know, sometimes we talk about Bitcoin. Sometimes we talk about the trends of the grand solar minimum. Seems mm-hmm. like there's an incoming food shortage and those kind of things. You know, these boards are made in China, and I think probably we'll still be able to get things from China for at least another year. But I think the time of ultimate choice that we're used to getting anything you want, that's probably coming to an end. So getting some of these cool energy tools, and especially the ones that are handmade, you know, yes. I think this is the time to, you know, if you haven't gotten into them, start getting into it. And if you are already, you know, knowledgeable about some of these tools, you know, really think about which ones you'd like to have, because I think, you know, you'll always be able to get what you want, but it may be at a higher price, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're coming out of the time, which basically ended in 2019. We're coming out of the time where you got the lowest price point for whatever you wanted, right? From China, basically, or overseas. So it's a good, you know, probably these might even be like leftover parts that they're throwing together, right?
Yeah.
It's like a green chipboard. All you need is punch out the shape and, like, you know, put the coil on there. But, you know, it's a good time to pick something like this up or any of your other energy tools, because I really think that, you know, not only is it cool to use, it's fun to use, it's good for you, but in the time we're moving into, if you're the kind of person that is well versed in, you know, have these axial energies around you, you're solid. I think you'd be some of the most best prepared people for the coming time, and even prosper, because mm-hmm. you are basically in contact with these kind of source energies, you know?
Oh yeah. Because you have to think beyond prepping, you know, so that yeah. you can thrive, because I would definitely recommend for people who are stressed, you know, or if you know somebody who is stressed, who are just under a mm-hmm. lot of pressure, a lot of stress, you know, for me, just in my experience, this particular board, when I plug that in, let it run, I noticed it. I went, wow, this thing is really radiating.
It's not subtle, right?
This thing is radiating. I'm like, wow, yeah. I feel peaceful. You know, yeah. this is good. I like this vibe. And so, especially if you are aware of coming mm-hmm. changes, if you're aware of the, you know, I'm just going to call it aware, and you're looking out there at the world right now, uh-huh. and you're not a little bit freaked out, well, then you're probably not. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a little disturbed by the world right now, but here in the house, there's peace. You know, yeah. and when you have your little radionics device, this board, there's peace. So that's important. It helps you have the peace you need to be in the right place to create, to mm-hmm. to rather than just be pushed around by life, actually be able to overreact it. You know, you're, right. I think you once said, you know, a lot of us will be 3 weeks, 6 months, a year ahead of the rest of the people. Mm-hmm. And I think this little board, yeah, get one. Because if you have it hanging out in your living room, it's going to help tune your life, your body, your whole house. You're going to feel good, you know?
Well, you know, also, when I do numerology readings, I could generally tell if the person's like very, you say, intuitive. You know, those people that get premonitions, dreams, ideas that just pop in. Mm-hmm. And it will be a number 11, right? But what's interesting is, the most intuitive, the most so-called psychic clairvoyant people, they're often, one of their challenges is to, how you say, kind of like reclaim their power mm-hmm. or become comfortable with the kind of energies they're in contact with. Because that number 11 is like super moon energy, or you could say super sacred feminine. Which is the other side would be the sacred masculine, which is like the initiator of actually doing it, right? So a lot of times, very intuitive people, they kind of like shrink up because it's like they're getting hit by lightning bolts. mm-hmm. But I'm saying this because I'm relating it to what you're saying. At a certain point, if you do enough grounding, balancing, self-work, stop getting hit by the lightning bolts, but you're actually able to throw the lightning bolts.
Yes.
And that's what you want, you know?
Yes. Yeah. You're ahead of the game and you're starting to create from that place rather than just getting run over by the steamroller, which you didn't see coming.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, I've talked to quite a few, what they call project people. They're like the MK Ultra, or some people have been through various, you know, government military programs. And a lot of them, I was talking to a person the other day and I said, you know, well, a lot of people in that situation, they had a difficult life, but I said, you guys are some of the most well prepared for the time we're in, because, you know, Aquarian age is sort of about the weirdos, right? The outliers, but well, you didn't fit before, but now it's like, you know, it actually favors the people with unusual, unique ideas and are kind of like, yeah, they're sort of like the outliers, the weirdos, right? And a lot of these people are also highly intuitive and psychic. So you combine those two, it's like, yeah, your life may have not been perfect, but actually this is the time for the people that are interested, especially like Aquarius rules technology, right? So you talked about the combination of metaphysics within technology. That's basically something like this.
Yeah. Well, crazy is definitely the new normal. So it is, you know, I think so. And I know I feel a lot less odd or out of place being odd, being crazy, being Aquarian, you could say, because it wasn't this way, you know, a couple of years ago, but now, like I've started to do, something I've been working on for a while is a tuning fork healing, you know, working mm-hmm. with human, you know, human biofield, working mm-hmm. with putting the vibrations into the body. And somebody might say, oh, you know, my hip hurts and they're kind of, you know, having trouble with it. If I say, oh, you know, like brung with my fork, I could hit it with that. You know, I could hook you up if you want. And I don't feel out of place doing it. You know, so these things like radionics, different alternative modes of healing, just basically, you almost might say bringing back our ancient technologies in many cases, it's hardly out of place anymore. I find myself not mm-hmm. feeling odd at all. I mean, like on the show, we interviewed Duncan Laurie, you know, who wrote The Secret Art. And so I think we're in a time of resurgence. So I really think you might say like everything old is new again. And just like this board, you know, an ancient technology is now new and approachable and people are using it. And wow. So, I mean, if you want to be a modern day, you know, cave person carving and painting, well, this is it. This is just the natural evolution of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, like I mentioned before, there's many, you know, there is, you know, sort of guidelines to using this or any other tool. But beyond that, it's pretty much wide open, right? Because you could write anything on a slip of paper and put it on here. I mean, when you get to the far end of so-called like intuitive work, manifestation, it's pretty much wide open. And even, you know, I did a fair amount of clairvoyant training about 15 years ago. And what you start finding out is like when you're doing readings where you're pulling information in, everybody has sort of their own language. So what I see, what I understand is, okay, this means this. Another person will have a completely different language and signs and symbols of how they interpret things. But it's the end result that counts, right? Like, were you able to read? So when you apply this to this, yes, there are certain, you know, guidelines, but then each person will have their own personal connection and way to use these tools, right? So,
and that's the fun thing is a person can get it and get started and play with it, you know, play with it, do things. So, you know, like I say, what really struck me was moving it. Well, first of all, I was turning it on and going, wow, I can feel this device. This is very powerful. And then moving it to a server that was making a lot of ruckus. And all of a sudden, just quiet it down. Things just chilled out.
I just had an idea, Craig, because, you know, I haven't thought of everything to use this for, right? Now, the largest ring, it's probably about this. So I have some plastic stands I sent. Mm-hmm. Largest ring put on here. You could put a glass of water on top of there and charge it, right? And I do have some water tensor rings. You know, what if – I'm just throwing this out there. What if you do the same thing? You put the water tensor ring and then you know, the stand and then the glass of water and then charge it. That might even, you know, see how that works out. So see, I haven't even tried that out. I just thought of it right now, but you could use this to charge a glass of water and you're drinking like supercharged water, right? So
you absolutely are. Yeah. So that's the thing, you know, have fun. I mean, it's great because you can, it's a great entry level thing, but I call it entry level, but that doesn't mean that it's not a solid device for anybody. It's just a very simplistic device. And I like the simplicity because sometimes with a radionics device, especially if you know, you have your source and target and your dials, especially if you're just broadcasting an intent, I don't want to be bothered with all that. If I can, I'll use my low tech device that, you know, this thing kicks ass, it radiates power. I'll just use this. So much easier.
You know? So the other thing is, a lot of people know I make powered pyramids, which is basically, you know, it's a resin cast pyramid. It has like the organite material, right? The quartz crystal metal particles that put shungite in there. But basically a lot of the, some people, they connect, they'll have like something like a Berkana Labs board. So you would have frequency generator, you know, creating the electrical current input into the board. The working's happening here. But then a lot of these boards will have an output, right? So people will connect my powered pyramid to the output. Then it's just like boosting that signal out. But if you just had the frequency generator and my pyramid, right? That's no different than this.
Yes.
So basically, because people ask me, some people that they don't have a Spooky 2 Rife machine, which is basically a frequency generator that they can drive my pyramid, but they have just a basic, or they don't have the radionics setup, right? Because a lot of people have Spooky 2, the Berkana Labs radionics boards, that would be like a setup, right? They just have my powered pyramid and a frequency generator. They said, but I want to try radionics. I said, well, there's no dials, right? No dials, but what you can do is visualize what the trend that you want. What do you want to manifest, right? You could just use visualization and just visualize the intent going into the tip of the pyramid, and then it's shooting out, right, mm-hmm. to the universe. Or you can combine that with the written intent, you know, like whatever. House is sold. Same example, right? House is sold. Tape it to the tip of the pyramid because 80% of the energy of the pyramid comes off of the top tip.
Right? Oh, okay.
Same thing. Tape that intention to the tip, and then you visualize house is sold. House is sold into the tip of the pyramid, and then it's going out to the universe, right? That's radionics. It just didn't have any dials, so it's very similar to this. But I mentioned that because some people have my power pyramids and may not have heard that. So,
oh, definitely. And I like not using dials. I think dials are a little bit overrated because I do. I get it. It's neat. Uh-huh. But if you really do just want to radiate an intent, uh-huh. I love the simplicity of this device.
Well, you know, too, it's like there are very – because I think both halves, you know, you're coming from two different directions, the technical, like dialing it in versus the pure abstract manifestation, right? But because this is one of my things I'm supposed to do this year, we're coming to the end. I really want to get the dowsing down.
Yes.
So for tuning the dials for a radionics board, a lot of people they'll use a pendulum to okay, like, all right, this is where it's supposed to be, right? Or they'll use a stick pad where they're basically dowsing out. There's like kind of like a resistance when you hit the right number, mm-hmm. right? But because I don't, you know, I've actually used pendulum before, but I just don't feel like I'm good enough to use mm-hmm. it like all the time right now. But it's a workaround. I just do it intuitively. In my mind, I'm mirroring the dial as I'm turning it. And then it just sort of like lights up when I feel it's the right number. And then I'll check it. I'll go a little bit forward and a little bit, you know, past and then forward. And I'll check like, yep, that's the one. And then I'll move to the next dial. And in my mind, I'm going like this. And then it's like, oh, it's right there. And I'll be like this. Yep. Oh, yep. There it is. So that's like my method, which is like in no book, but it works for me, you know?
Oh,
so.
I think it's good. Yeah, I like that. I thought of that too. And I know when I'm tuning the dials, sometimes I'll just use a target. I just want to have anything on the target. What's going to be there, I just have it at the side. And I'll just use mm-hmm. the target pad as the stick pad. Mm-hmm. You know, I love stick pads. Those to me really work. I can get really good sticks. I've always been good at that. And then, yeah, the pendulum. I found my key to using the pendulum. Don't think about it too much. Don't spend too much time on it. Just, is this right or not? Yes. Is this right or not? Yes. You know what I mean?
Well, what's interesting too is like right out of Duncan Lawry's secret art book, the first stick pad was a man's stomach, right?
Yeah.
Because it was the guy, Abrams, he was a doctor, I think, in San Francisco. He was using like physical patients, and then he didn't call it radionics, but that's basically what he was doing, the homeopathic end. And he would be tapping, he would have someone tap the person's, like, I think it was the abdomen. And then when they hit the right rates, the tone would change. That he was basically using a human being as a stick pad, you know?
Yeah, I literally did. Yeah, percussion. Yeah. He literally did. Yeah, because the Vercana Lab stick pad is like, what's like $80 or something? It's a little pricey, but... the pendulum at least is free.
You can contact me because I have several of them. If you need one,
okay,
I can do that.
That'd be cool. Yeah, because those things are, you know, well, that's amazing. So I think we've covered a lot of ground. I mean, this is good.
I thought we were only going to talk for like 15 minutes, but
that's fine. I think this is great because I mean, it's great to catch up, and also it's just. I like this device. I really think it's cool because, yeah. I mean, iGuitar dials and pendulums, etc. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what you want to do is very simplistic. It's kind of like, I compare it, people will often say, this may sound like a weird analogy, but they'll say, oh, well, for people who don't want to do much training, a revolver is the best gun, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, as if it's crappy or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's not. It's just, it is simplistic compared to a semi-auto. It is easier, you know, but it does the same thing. It's absolutely effective. Mm-hmm. You know, it is just a simpler technology.
Well, let me tell you something else, Craig, is my first pyramids, you know, were probably priced around this. Actually, I think a lot of people know, well, some people ask, like, they want a basic non-powered pyramid. I have them time to time. I may offer them again for the holidays, but I'm mainly focused on high end, right? But I think now, like a medium sized basic organite pyramid would be like 60 or 70. This is $50. This is a power device. So I think right now, this is probably one of the best offerings I have for the price point. I mean, even people that have my power pyramids, some of them are picking this up just because, you know, a lot of these things have overlap. So mm-hmm. there you have kind of like more flexibility with a power pyramid, but you could throw this in your car. You know, you could, this is rated for 5 volts, right? So the smartphone battery packs is rated 5 volts. So if you had a battery pack, you could basically take this on the road. You know, yeah.
And that would be awesome, especially if you're and I can't say this is fact, but it's from what I understand from people who have tested it, is some of the electric cars are just EMF blasters.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's the same, the cars, and then also solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
People have a lot of solar panels. It's basically inverter stage is kind of dirty electricity, but if you're in a car, there's no escape, right? It's like that wiring is like all around you. So.
Oh yeah. Well, I can definitely say these boards. I mean, for me in my testing, it quieted down a very, very ruckusy server that's just maxed out, just started cruising so much smoother. And that's great. So, you know, to me, it would definitely have an effect on a device like an electric car. So it's exciting. I like it, and I'm going to get more, and you should too, whoever's listening. Get you some of these.
Well, you know what? Thanks, Craig. And then also, you know, check out Craig's YouTube and his site, Radiant Creators. And, you know, this is all kind of a journey we're on. I just happened to think this was a really cool offering. And, you know, people try it out. We're at the end of 2020. Might be a good stocking stuffer or just for your own personal use. And again, like I said, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, and I haven't even put this out to my email list or made it really public, but I think I can keep making pyramids for another year until the end of next year. But beyond that, because I think a lot of us are going to be mobile, even right now, there's people like moving away from their home state, other place, right? Like people like Joe Rogan just moved to Austin, right? but I think that, you know, just to reiterate, right now, even though people may think it's chaotic, this is really the time that you can actually still access a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll always be doing something. But in my mind, and I don't know why this is coming up, but, you know, in my mind, I've been thinking like, you know, maybe after the end of next year, I'll be somewhere else and I might not be making as many pyramids, you know, because people just assume they can get anything they want at any time. But mm-hmm. You know, that's not always the case. So use this time now to get the things that you want to get, you know? So.
Yeah. Cause if the board can help you have that peace, that's where you're going to see clearly. That's when you can see that next move. That's when you'll know where to go and you won't be doing it from a place of panic, you know? So get yourself the revolver of radionics boards from data.com.
Well, thanks, Craig. It was a good talk. I didn't know we could talk so much about one board, but actually, like you said, it's an entry point into many things. So thank you. And, you know, we'll be talking again soon. So
yeah, you take care. Bye.
All right.